Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice and Friends. Thank you for being on the show on this wonderful, wonderful day. You know, sometimes it takes people a quarter of a lifetime, half a lifetime, or a whole lifetime to know exactly what they want out of their life. Well, my guest today knew exactly what he wanted at the age of six, and since then he's been on a relentless pursuit to pursue his dream as an action while displaying all his passions for the arts. His TV credits has been on Tyler Perry's House of Pain, the Cartoon Network, and many more. And very soon, as a matter of fact, tomorrow, he is taking off to be on the cast of the new movie, Grown Ups 2. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to introduce this young man here today. Put your hands together, make some noise for the future of entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, put it up for Camille McFadden.
Thank you. Thank you.
They love you, Camille. They love you. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
Hey, I am fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I'm so excited to interview you because, you know, I interview people at various stages of their career. This is the first time I'm interviewing someone as young as you who is so focused, determined to achieve what they want, and you're inspiration to me and so many others. So let's just start from back at 6 years old. This is unheard of. I mean, 6 years old and knowing exactly what you want. Take me back to 6 years old and the day you were inspired to begin this pursuit.
Well, when I was 6 years old, I was in this type of homeschooling situation. And my teacher was Miss Janaki Ahmed, and she put on various events, and we would sing at local stores, we would square dance, and we would sing Kwanzaa songs. So that was my first experience of performing in front of people. And that just ignited something in me that I have never been able to put out since then.
Very nice. So is this what she was doing? Was she going beyond the call of duty? Was this a part of the curriculum, or were you a part of a super advanced class of students, you know, to save the world and lead people into tomorrow? I don't know.
You know, I'm still not sure what type of class I'm in. I just know that I know what I'm here to do, and I am glad that she introduced me to these things, because without her, I don't think I would be where I am today.
All right, let's give it up for her. Let's give it up for your former teacher. Now, so 6 years old, you're having fun, but when did you really, really start to take this seriously? Because I know, you know, at what age was it?
It was at age eight when I started to build my career seriously, and then throughout those years, it started getting more serious. Because we took a trip out here in 2007. We took a trip out here for 5 weeks, And I have siblings. I have an older brother, and he was still in high school. And my mom was working. So we could only take off 5 weeks, and I was still in elementary school. So I could only take off 5 weeks to come out to L.A. in 2007. And I would say I was pretty successful. I got my name out there a little bit, but I just didn't have enough time to really put my name out there. And I was booming. Like, I would get auditions, like, every single day. And my age group was, it was just so hot. Like, every audition was, like, it was crazy. So, you know, it was unfortunate that I couldn't get it started so early. But I'm still thankful because, you know, the timing is, it's always in God's time. You know, it's not always your time, but it's when he wants you to be ready. So he might have felt that I wasn't ready. So he had me build my career after I came back. And I was on a show. I was on Cartoon Network. The show was called Fried Dynamite. It was a live action show. And I was on there for about 2 years.
Nice, very nice. And I love the point that you made just a few minutes, a second ago. It's all about timing, because it wasn't your time. That was more so of a test for you, and you certainly passed that test, and you've gone on to do bigger and greater things, just as just show Fried Dynamite that you mentioned. What other shows have you been a part of? I mean, your resume is just long and it continues to flow. What other shows have you been a part of other than Fried Dynamite?
I've been a part of 2 episodes of House of Pain. I've done multiple theater shows, projects. I did a musical called I Dream, which was directed by Jasmine Guy, and I'm involved in a theater group in Atlanta called YEA, which stands for Youth Ensemble of Atlanta, and they've been a big part of my success because they got me even more comfortable performing in front of people. They went as far as to get me comfortable in singing because that's not one of my strong suits, but they helped, and they molded me into what I am today.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Singing in front of people, too. When was the last time you've done that?
The last time I did that was in the musical called I Dream, which was directed by Jasmine Guy, and it had Demetria McKinney from House of Pain. She played Janine on House of Pain. So I got to work with her again, and that was a great experience.
So you haven't tapped into singing ever since then?
No, I don't utilize that as much because, you know, that's not really my passion. That would be like a little hobby that I would do. But it wouldn't be something that I'm really interested in pursuing.
I understand. Now, Tyler Perry, now, from what I understand and what I've read, that it was your dream to work with Tyler Perry. And you've already accomplished that dream, so... Oh, so did you and Tyler Perry, you met him head on? Did you get a chance to talk to him and interact with him directly?
No, actually I didn't. He had just come in from out of town. He was wearing sweats, and I was on set, so I didn't even get a chance to actually see him. It was my mom who saw him in sweats. So we didn't really get a chance to interact because I was on set and I was working. But it would have been great to meet him, but, you know, everything happened for a reason.
I have no doubt that you will, you know, work with him again. I'm sure that opportunity will come, just as all these great opportunities are coming your way. So, and speaking of opportunities that are coming your way, you are probably packing right now as we speak to get on a plane to head over to Boston for this new movie that you're about to be a part of. Now, and I know this must be exciting, you know, Grown Ups 2. Tell us about that.
Well, Grown Ups 2 is a sequel to the first one, Grown Ups, with Bob Schneider, Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, Maya Rudolph, Maria Bello, and Salma Hayek. So I am excited to be joining this cast because I loved this movie. Like, when it came out, I just loved it. It was so great. So I'm very excited to be a part of this amazing cast.
Oh, man, fantastic. And I know, you know, this is fresh and new. It's it's confidential in many ways. You probably won't be able to share much about it. You probably don't even know much about it yourself. If I could only imagine.
I don't.
Wow, that is amazing. Do you know when the film will come out?
I do know. It comes out July of 2013. I don't know the exact date in July, but I know the month.
Wow. So how long are you going to be away for? I mean, a month, 2 months, a week, 2 weeks?
For a total of about 5 weeks, but it's broken up. Like, when I leave tomorrow, I'll be gone for only a week, and I'll be back in L.A. in June 9th. And then I'll go back the 24th, and I'll stay for 4 weeks.
Very nice. That is amazing. Now, when you were watching Grown Ups, the first version, did you ever picture yourself in that movie?
No, I didn't. I was just watching it as a movie fan, just watching and enjoying. I didn't really expect to, you know, be in the sequel. I didn't even think that they were going to make a sequel. So I'm excited to even be a part of this because it's so crazy. It's amazing.
Yes, that is amazing. That is amazing. I can't wait to see that movie. You know, I haven't seen Grown Ups 1. I'm definitely going to see it now, and I'm definitely going to see Grown Ups 2 just to support you and check you out on your movie debut. Have you been in a movie before?
I've been in a couple independent films. I've been in an independent film, a short independent film called Trammel, another one called Peacock Feather Blue. So I've been on set, so I know what to expect, but the caliber of talent and power on the set is going to be new for me.
It sure is. Now, will you feel nervous at all, or will you take this very naturally? I mean, you're very experienced. I doubt you'll be nervous. How do you think you're going to respond immediately?
I don't think I'm going to be nervous. I'm just going to be so excited to, like, be on set with some of these great comedic veterans like Maya Rudolph and Adam Sandler and, you know, Tim Meadows, Chris Rock. Like, to be on set with those comedic, you know, veterans, it's gonna be quite an experience.
Yes, it will be. It will be. Now, was comedy always been your focus? Have you always wanted to do comedy, or were you a drama guy?
I just kind of fell into comedy, like drama. I like it. I can do it. I have the talent to do it. But it's just something about it. It just makes me sad. You know, you have to go kind of to a darker place to pull out some of the emotions in a certain script. So, you know, it kind of brings my energy level down, and it makes me kind of sad. So that's why I do comedian type scripts, because, you know, it makes people laugh, and I love to make people laugh and see joy on their faces.
Wow. Now, are you able to cry on cue if you needed to?
Yes. I pre-prepare for it. Like, before I get on set, I'll, you know, think about, you know, something that really touches me, that allows me to be able to bring those tears. So I just need to pre-prepare, but yes, I am able to cry on cue.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, have you taken acting classes?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I haven't taken them in a while, but I took them when I first came out here in January 2011.
Okay. You're very talented. You're well-focused, and I know you making strong decisions have been a very significant component of you advancing to where you are right now, but I know there are some other wheels that are keeping you turning. Can you share a little bit, whether it be your agent or your mother, who I know is very, very supportive and is the reason you are moving so fast also. Let's talk a little bit about some of the people behind the scenes who are making things happen for you.
It's definitely my family, my mother, my grandmother, and my brother. They are the biggest support system I need. They're all I need, really, because they just, I mean, my mom has sacrificed so much for me, and I am so grateful because I've shown, you know, I've shown that I really want this, and that, and she's shown that, yes, and she's shown that, you know, that she believes that I can do this, and, you know, her, you know, my brother, my grandmother, and God, because without him, none of this would happen, and I'm so thankful because he gave me a great mother who will do anything for me, and I just love her so much.
Yes, yes, because, I mean, it's not just you relocating by yourself. Your mom relocated with you. Was there ever a point of doubt or
no.
Anything at all? Never.
No, it wasn't a point of doubt, but it was some struggles. It was some hardship that we took earlier this year because I wasn't getting a lot of auditions, but I'm thankful for this audition that got me the role, because without it, I probably wouldn't even be talking about it.
That is amazing. Patience. So what keeps you strong at points of times when you're down and you're not getting auditions? I mean, because I know it takes a blow to one's spirit, their morale, their confidence. What is it that keeps you strong? I know your mom is one, obviously, but is there anything else?
Yes, there's a group called Mokiti, which stands for Men of Color in the Industry. They've helped so much from the speakers that they've brought in every second Tuesday of each month. They just instilled something in me that just brought my spirits up when I was down or discouraged, because, you know, you get a lot of no's in this business. So, you know, it's hard, but I'm glad that, you know, Mokiti could support me in all that I do. And, you know, they helped me a lot. So I don't know if I would, you know, be able to stay out here as long as I did without them.
Yes, and Mokiti is exactly where we met, as a matter of fact. I remember seeing you there. My first time in Mokiti was February of this year, 2012, and you stood out, you know, from the crowd, just the way you stood, and you introduced yourself to people, and then following about a month or two afterwards, we finally spoke, and it's history in the making right now. So it's good to see you amongst, you know, great people and shaking hands and doing big things.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Now, what has surprised you the most about being here in Hollywood? Is there anything that you weren't expecting that you had to learn the hard way?
Let's see. Well, when I did the table read for the movie, now this is something I wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting such a huge scale of applause for and laughter for my lines, for what I was reading. Everybody was like so blown away, you know. I would just think, you know, I was normal, you know, just reading the lines, and they just were laughing like crazy. Like, it was amazing. I wasn't even putting a lot of effort into it. I was just performing it how I performed it in the audition. So to get that enormous, you know, outcome is that's great.
What is it that you're doing? Give me some of these secrets, because, you know, I'm going to auditions. I ain't getting no standing ovations at my audition. Can you give me a couple of one?
I'm not even sure. I just, the only thing I can really tell you is to do you, because that's what I did. I just did me, and I got that enormous, you know, welcome and, you know, laughter. And after the table read, everybody was like, congratulations, great job. You did amazing, you know, things like that. And I'm like, thank you. I wasn't really expecting that because, you know, they've worked with each other before, and, you know, I thought they knew what to expect, and they were, you know, gonna not be mean or, you know, cold-hearted, but, you know, just kind of normal, not that grand of an applause and laughter.
Hey, that's just a taste of what's to come. What do you? I mean, you're moving very fast. You're about to be in a huge feature film. What would you like to expect from your career in the very near future? Because I know you're not stopping anytime soon. What are your aspirations? You've already accomplished a great portion of them. What else is there that you would like to expect from your career?
I would like to have my own show very, not too soon, but pretty soon. I'd like to experiment with different, you know, types of shows I could do, like talk shows or comedic skits, you know, things of that nature. Like, I don't know what's in store for me, but I'm just going along with the ride right now.
Nice, nice. How about theater play? Is that any of your aspirations, or would you like to do that again?
That's what got me started, but I don't think that's, I'm not quite sure if that's what I really want, you know. That might be something great to do as a hobby on the side, but, you know, this is where I really want to be, is in the film industry or the television industry. That's really where I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, what actor, currently living or not living, do you aspire to be like the most?
Okay, there's two of them. There's Denzel Washington and there's Will Smith. Denzel, for his dramatic films and the way his dramatic acting, and Will Smith for his comedic and his dramatic acting. So those two components are what drive me.
Now, do you actually, when you perform, does your performances come out Will Smith-ish or Denzel Washington-ish, would you say? Do you see that in your performances, or are you so totally unique?
No, I think I'm unique. I look up to them, but I wouldn't want to be like them. I want to have my own style. See, I mean, I use them, you know, to drive me, but I wouldn't want to be like them, because there's already people like them. They are the only ones that they can be. So I like to use them as motivation for me to have my own style.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Now, I remember asking you this next question, I think I've asked you the last time we've seen each other, and I know I know we both agreed that what's for you is for you. So I'm sure there's even bigger roles out there for you, and what you didn't get wasn't for you. But is there a role that you would have loved to play if you had the choice?
You know, to tell you the truth, there is nothing really, because, you know, what's for you is for you has been instilled in me for so long that the roles that I see that other African-American children are playing, I just feel like I have the talent, but I don't think it will be right for me. Like, everybody has enough talent to get that role, but then again, it's not your talent, it's your look. And I've gotten so used to that the roles that I see on TV and in the film industry it doesn't really bother me that, you know, someone else got it, because sometimes I don't even get the auditions. So, you know, it doesn't really bother me at all. It's not a role that I would just, like, die for.
I understand. Very well said. Now, as we come to a wrap, I got a couple more questions for you. What is a typical day like for you? Because I know you're full-time, you're homeschooled, and this is your ultimate goal, your passions. What is a typical day like for you in preparation for opportunities like this?
Typical day is I wake up in the morning, I eat some cereal, I wash my face, brush my teeth, I pick up my bed, I get dressed, you know, I do my schoolwork, but now that I'm out of school, I have more time to focus on my craft. So I get a script, I get in the mirror, I work on my facial expressions to make sure that, you know, my facial expressions are not too much for the character, because I still have that theater background, and, you know, in theater, everything is bigger. So So I have to, I've been honing it to turn it down, well, turn it on and off when I need it. So that's really a typical day, schoolwork, my craft, and then just relaxing because, you know, I don't want to over practice anything. So I just take a break and, you know, look back at it a couple more times before I actually go in the audition.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. All the time. All the time. Are there any shows that you, comedy shows that you look at? Because, I mean, if you're in the industry, and I believe it's important to pay attention to some television shows. Are there any that you religiously watch?
You know, it's some Disney shows. Like, there's a show called Shake It Up. I like their comedic element. Like, their comedy is really, it's really big. And, you know, the theater background that I have, I feel like I would be so comfortable in it because it's so big and broad.
So you like big, you like broad, you like, you're very, you can be,
I like
you
big,
did live
like,
action cartoons with live action for a good period of time, so it's all in you.
Yes, it is. But, you know, we shall see in the near future because, you know, I don't always get what I want. So maybe I'll be on Nickelodeon or something, you know, because they have a lot of good comedic shows on both Nickelodeon and Disney Channel. So I'm not even sure, you know, what's out there for me, you know?
The opportunities are endless, and you're definitely taking them upon your career. Oh, man, this is so exciting. I'm so glad for you. I'm happy that you're doing all this, and you're focused, and there's nothing getting in the way. Do you even have time for a girlfriend?
No, I don't. No, not right now. Too busy for that. I can't have her sidetracking me. I need to be focused.
Very well said. You gotta stay focused because they will sidetrack you indeed, and you got plenty of time for that later on. Camille, you are a legend in the making. Keep doing great things. For listeners out there who want to find you, they want to communicate with you, what's the best way they can do that?
The best way you can do that is you can find me on Twitter at Camille_McFadden. That's Kamil_McFadden.
On Twitter. Are you
on Twitter.
Do you respond to all your fans and everybody like that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Great thing. So, Camille, my last question for you right now is I'm gonna have one more question and an opportunity for you to thank whoever you want to thank. My last question is this. Right now, there's a 15-year-old boy and girl listening. They're a little bit hesitant. They're indecisive, and they don't quite have the courage you have to make the strong decisions that you have made. What can you tell them right now so they can get outside of their box and make things happen for their career? You're talking to a young man, young woman, 15 years old. Talk to them right now. They're listening.
Okay. Well, the first thing you guys need to do is you need to stay on top of your schooling. That is number one. That is one of the most important things you need to do because without school, you will not be where you need to be. The second thing is you got to step outside. You got to go big or go home. That's really what it's about. You just got to go for it because the casting directors will appreciate you going for it. You might not be right for it, but they'll have you in mind for a different project. And that's what I've learned throughout my years in this business. So, you know, school, and you just have to go for it. You gotta train, you know, you gotta be dedicated. You gotta give up a lot of stuff. Like, school is one thing that I had to give up because I would just miss too many days of school, and then my schoolwork would just pile up, and I wouldn't have a chance to, you know, get back on track. So you might have to sacrifice school and take up homeschooling. And then you'd have to go to acting class. And acting classes might be on Saturday morning, so you'd have to sacrifice your weekend as well. And that's some things I've had to do. So you just, in this business, you just have to be ready to sacrifice because without sacrifice, you won't get anything. So, you know, you just when times are hard, you just keep your head up. You just stay close to your support system because they'll help you through everything you need to be helped through. And, you know, you're going to get a lot of no's before you get a yes. So just keep trying. Don't give up, because after about 3 or 4 years, you can't give up because you've already given 3 or 4 years of your life. So you might as well just keep going, because you never know when your opportunity comes. So just keep your head up, stay strong, school, train, and sacrifice. Those are the biggest things for acting. So just do that, and you should be good. You should be up there with me in a couple of years.
Nice. Have you considered taking up motivational speaking, putting out a couple books? Because you got it. You know that, right?
That'll be possible. I've talked about it, so that would be good. Like some terms that people use in the industry, a book about the terms, you know, a memoir maybe. So those things are possibilities, strong possibilities.
Very nice, very nice. So quickly, go ahead and shout out whoever you want to shout out, and we'll wrap it up.
All right. I just want to say thank you, God, first and foremost, my mom, my brother, my grandma, my aunts, my uncles, all my friends who have supported me. Thank you guys so much. Mokiti, YEA, Youth Ensemble of Atlanta, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, thank you so much. Just thank you for all that you've done. It's amazing. I just appreciate all that. And thank you, Motown Maurice. Thank you for letting me be on the show. I'm honored as being the youngest person you've interviewed. Just thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. I am right behind you, and I am taking notes throughout this whole interview so I can get to where you at. Keep doing big things. I'm excited for you. I'm going to let you go because I know you got some packing to do. But I do got one more question for you, and hopefully you can answer it. Would you happen to know who's the future of late-night television?
Oh, that's Motown Maurice.
Yes, that's
Motown
is
Maurice.
Yes, that is indeed. Thank you very much, Camille. We will be in touch, and I'll be following you the best that I can. Have a safe flight, and tell your mom I said hi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Camille McFadden doing huge things in Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you be patient and wait for the release of his new movie that he'll be featuring on Grown Up 2. How exciting is that? Keep doing all that you're doing, Camille, and keep being a role model for young men and women in throughout the whole world. Thank you for listening to Motown Maurice and Friends. This is Motown signing out. Make sure you check me out on my blog, MotownMaurice.com. Thank you.